Hello, honey, and welcome to Honey Do Me Podcast. I'm Cass.
And I'm Emma, and we're just two gals looking for a good lay.
Aren't we all? But when it comes to sex, we're just as lost as you and have no idea what we're doing.
Luckily, we will stop at nothing to get the answers we need. Cue our expert guests.
We're ready to overshare and ask all the embarrassing questions so you don't have to.
By the end of every episode, you will be dripping in actionable steps and ready to take on the damn world.
Or at least take it from behind.
So tell us, honey, how do you do you? One, two, three, four, three, two, one. Shut the fuck up.
How soon is too soon to mush puss or to mush to push mush?
We haven't ever done it that way. Push mush.
To push mush.
I kind of like that. Sounds like you're scooting your mashed potatoes across the table, though.
The ones between my legs, I am. Scooting it towards you.
Me? I don't want to. I just share a couch with you.
I don't need a lot more with me.
I don't need to push your mush.
Been there, done that. That's our new term. Push mush.
Push mush.
Mm-hmm.
Mush puss.
You can mush puss. There's so many different things. And it's just whatever's mushy between your legs. You just push it with somebody else's mush.
A flaccid peen, your labia.
Yeah.
A leg.
A mons. I guess you could.
You could.
A push boobie.
Are those between your legs?
Oh, no. If you bend down.
You could get them there.
I don't know if I could get mine.
But I don't know how good it would feel to just have two very small titties between someone's thigh.
I don't know. I was thinking like pressing a ball sack to your boob.
Ew.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy. Did someone say the highlight of orgasm?
Speaking of ecstasy, mutual masturbation is what we're here to talk about today.
Speaking of ecstasy.
Absolute game changer.
The most terrifying topics before this last week. Because
terrifying topic.
We had very different experiences, so okay. I'm still terrified, I think, of what you're gonna talk about.
Yeah, I'm still terrified, but also enlightened. So let's just get into it. Let's give a quick little defy nish. A little
for truth.
Defy nish for truth. Just hop on that dick and tell me what mutual masty is.
I need you to stop. Why are you choking on your tongue now?
I wasn't. I didn't.
That looks like choking on a tongue or a mush.
It's mush puss.
Okay, I can't look at that anymore. Mutually masturbating is mutually masturbating.
Otherwise known as masturbating mutually.
I just don't know how much more clear I can get with this. Mm-hmm. So you did it with a partner. I am going to say that I did it solo. Mm-hmm. So we would love to hear, I guess I want to hear what you have to say, but we're going to tell you our experiences with mutually masturbating because we're already pretty good at masturbating. At least I think I am. I've been having a really fun time lately.
I'm got deez.
A couple new toys. Stop. No, keep going. It's really funny. I'm deez for truth.
I'm deez nuts.
You're on fire today.
Thank you.
You really are. Yeah,
I got a frog in my throat and it's hopping on out soon. So keep going because shit's coming.
Gross. Every time you have to clear your throat, I like feel it energetically in my throat.
I'm so sorry. It's okay. The tumors. They radiate out.
Great. Well, maybe I have tumors.
Maybe, but I think they're fine. They told me to come back in a year. So I feel like if it was like
they're
scary.
At least benign.
Yeah. Well, they didn't test them.
Maybe. Yeesh.
We'll see. Wish me luck.
Anyway, wish me mush. Mush push.
Wish me many a mush.
Many a
mush. Many a mush to push. Many puss to mush.
I would love someone to just make us a shirt or like a hat.
Shout out if you want to be our best friend. You want to be our third. And I don't mean that sexually.
I do. I'm looking.
I mean, if you made a mush push shirt.
You're already making a really strong argument,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Pretty strong argument.
So
how'd you mutually masturbate yourself?
Okay, so I also want to say, like, obviously this is very different. This isn't just us mm-hmm. talking about masturbating. We tried mutual masturbation, which is a terrifying topic.
Literally to my core. Yeah. Scary.
Scary. We've talked about it a lot on the podcast. Like mm-hmm. guests have brought it up about like a good way to like spice up your love life with a partner, mm-hmm. a good way to know your body a little bit better. But we both have made this face every single time.
I have every time a guest has brought it up, I've been like, yeah, never.
Yeah.
There's no way.
There is no fucking way that I would mm-hmm. ever masturbate myself in front of someone. It's yeah. like what I was thinking. So doing this mm-hmm. for Masturbation May was a big leap for us.
And for ratings. Just
kidding. And for ratings. We also have it up on OnlyFans. And
if you want to watch the full thing,
head to our right YouTube channel.
Just kidding. I hope that's not out there.
You never know.
You never know. I guess if you were with a little camera.
I do have a foyer kink.
Anyways,
look at you, push mush.
I know, that's people watching you.
Yeah.
I don't think you like watching people as much.
No, I don't think
that's just porn.
That's just porn. Yeah, I think it's more people watching me.
Anyways,
so I will dive into my experience. Mm-hmm. How I dude it. So
how did I doodle myself?
Much like how we talked about doing our masturbation do, I wanted to like kind of date myself for the day. Like I really yeah. did want to make it like an exciting and a fun experience because I was nervous. Mm-hmm. And how I wanted to do it was I wanted to masturbate in the mirror. I wanted to watch myself masturbate, and I wanted to, which this was the hard part, like literally have eye contact with myself as I was having an orgasm.
Oh my God, that's so intimate.
I know. So I was already very nervous to do yeah. that. But again, when I was looking up like how to deepen your masturbation practice, a lot came up about like watching yourself masturbate, learning your body. Like it helps you, or it can help you mm-hmm. feel sexy, know what your body's looking like so you stop thinking about it so much during mm-hmm. sex with a partner, you know, and like yeah. you're seeing what you're looking like, and maybe it takes away a little bit of the fear mm-hmm. when you're with someone else.
That makes
so,
sense.
I wanted to date myself all day because I'm like, bitch, you got a big night coming.
If you're going to fuck me, you got to take me to dinner first.
If you're going to fuck me,
make me do dinner, a puzzle, baby.
So I made myself dinner. I took mm-hmm. a shower with like nice sensual music, silky mm-hmm. sheets. I'm
a
always
big
dookie.
Stop.
Clear
out the system. I'm sorry.
You're ruining it.
I'm sorry. It
no. It does sound intimate. You always have to just sprinkle that in.
You should try being my partner.
Believe me, we all know that you make situations worse.
Anyway, somebody's got to do it.
And then I took a shower because I felt like that'd make me feel better. Mm-hmm. And then I set up camp, man. I stayed naked, which I was like contemplating whether or not I wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, bitch, you're just gonna go.
Yeah.
But I was like nervous in the shower. I was like actually nervous, like I was about to go have sex with someone.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like my body, like I had butterflies. I was excited, but I was a little scared.
Well, because that's so good for you too.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, as you know, uncomfortable as those feelings can be, I think they are very positive.
Yeah.
Hormonally.
Hormonally. It's also just fun to like try new things yes. with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like masturbating is not a new thing to me, mm-hmm. but this was going to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I stayed naked. I was going to get lube, but then I didn't because I ended up not needing it. So I like laid down my towel, and I don't really know how graphic I want to get with this. So
I would love to know like
just
the setup.
Feel free to ask questions, but okay. I'm going to like kind of, it's still very intimate, so I'm gonna like kind of gloss over it.
Okay.
I laid the towel down. I have a full floor length mirror.
Okay.
So I laid the towel down in front of it, and I set up in a sitting position with my legs open wide.
You're gonna show the camera what you did?
Yeah, I will actually. Okay. So I was sitting like this. If you're my mirror. This is how I was sitting.
And then a demonstration.
You know,
head to YouTube.
Someone told me over the weekend that I drive like a frat boy because I drive all spread out. And then that it really resonates with how I'm sitting right now because I was one arm back.
While you were masturbating or while you were driving?
While I was masturbating.
Okay.
Anyway.
You masturbate like you drive.
Masturbate.
Like a damn frat boy.
Like a frat boy taking up all the space I need.
Good.
So that's how I was sitting. And then I just started like kind of feeling around and it was a lot more natural than I was like expecting it to be. I also had like all of my fighters laid out. I had like a dual action vibrator. Mm-hmm. I had a mini vibrator and I had the Satisfyer.
Okay. So you were fucking ready. You were I was so excited.
Like I was like starting with my hands because mm-hmm. I wanted to take it slow.
Yeah.
But I was so excited, like staring at all my toys that I had ready for
me. Yeah, you're like, oh shit, mouth watering, pussy dripping.
Stop talking. Okay, moving on.
Trying that emphasis. You said you wanted gloss. I'm trying to add a little gloss.
We got to keep the people interested.
Continue.
So. After I'd spent a few minutes, like, with just my hands, I used my vibrator.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The smaller one.
Okay.
And I will say it was harder to take myself seriously only because the bottom is very oval and white. And I was like, it looks like I'm hatching an egg.
Literally. Is it the little pink one?
Yep.
Okay.
Literally from my vulva, an egg was, like, coming out. And I didn't feel that good to have the vibrator in at that angle.
Yeah.
So, but it did, like, it felt good. And I was like, this actually, like, I look better in this position than I really thought I was going to. I was, like, impressed with what I had.
Mama is showing up.
Showing up and showing out.
Damn egg. Golden goose.
Hatch my egg and take me to market. I'm ready.
Okay, your snaps were better. We get it. Mine were a little thumpy. Continue.
Thumpy and snappy. We're just different vibes.
We're different people.
Then my arms started getting tired. So I actually decided that I wanted to like be in the riding position. So I got a couple of pillows.
Okay.
And I laid the towel over the top of that. Mm-hmm. And then I put the mini vibrator in and was like, riding on top of it, so I wasn't like mushed down.
You weren't mush pussing,
but thing. I was like, my knees were like, I was holding myself up a little bit.
Okay,
that position felt a lot better, and I was like, oh, okay, we're close. But then
coming in for a landing,
coming in hot, and this one really was where I was like, you look good, like you look really good. Not every angle. I will
from
be honest.
Every angle, I was.
I just did somersaults nude and I looked fantastic.
Back flipping with a vibe in.
But I just, like, I couldn't believe. I was like, I always would look down because you see yourself down mm-hmm. and you'd be like self-conscious. I'm self-conscious mm-hmm. about the way my boobs look, about my stomach. Mm-hmm. And in the mirror, it was just like, you're fine. You're really fine. And then,
really fine.
You're fine. And so that's when I got the Satisfyer to help. Move me along, so I was like, I still gotta make dinner.
Yeah. This ain't the only thing mama's cooking tonight. Yeah.
You're just right here today. You're good. You're Thanks. Good today. Thanks. And so then I started to, you know, finish her up. Wrap it up in a bow.
Fireworks.
Call it a day.
Yeah. Or night.
Or night.
Or morning, I don't know.
And, yeah, like I told you, my goal was to keep eye contact with myself as I was having an orgasm in the
mirror.
And
you did?
And I did. I won't say that I loved my face. I can't say I looked at her and was like, I know her.
Stunning.
Stunning gallery woman. Piece. I can't say I'd want it up in an art show.
Can't say you wouldn't, though.
Can't say I wouldn't, though. I'm not, like, embarrassed by it. I'm just like... Maybe
are
next
you gonna
time I'll
give
throw
YouTube
on some
a taste?
Makeup? No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. Next time.
But I just felt good. Like it was just like, all right, that's a B. That's an mm-hmm. average B looking face. Mm-hmm. You're a B bitch.
But I mean, in terms of like orgasm faces, I feel like it's a curve. You know what I mean? So if you get a B, isn't that really an A plus?
It's on a curve. Yeah, because I mean, I guess I don't have to love my orgasm face. I would just want whoever I'm with to like that they're giving me an orgasm.
I just can't imagine most people's orgasm faces are like killer.
Killer. Stellar.
Stellar.
Every man I've been with, it's heinous. and embarrassing.
So if you're grading on a curve, yours is an A plus. Yours,
mine definitely is an A plus. And you're not all heinous, but it's not great, to be honest.
You're just saying that to be nice because some of them listen.
That's true.
You're a dirty liar and I know the truth.
You're not wrong. It's my business. I can say whatever I want. Anyway, so after I was done, I think we talked to Tayomi about like stroke a lot, and she's like, you don't get better if you don't practice.
Yeah.
So like I just practice on like loosening up my hips a little in the mirror.
Nice.
And I wanted to see what that looked like, obviously. But also it's like, just get comfortable looking at yourself like moving. Mm-hmm. And it, when I wasn't focusing on like sucking in my stomach and making sure every position looked good, I moved well and I felt good and right. I actually looked better. And so overall, it was actually an amazing like body confidence booster. And I would suggest it if you have time. You're home alone. My roommate was gone, so that helped. Like it'd be scary if she was home.
Right. She walks in to grab a shirt.
You're just riding a pillow.
You know,
deepest eye contact.
Because my mirror is right next to the door too.
Yeah, she'd it is.
Run right into me. So.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Just Emma. It's just me. Feel free to take a shirt and leave. Can you close the door?
Busy.
I'm sorry. There's a busy sign on my door. So it was really good.
I'm so happy for you and so proud of you. That is
Thank
like
you.
As intimate as like mutual masturbation is. I feel like that brings the same intimacy because the fear that I brought to mutual masturbation was somebody seeing me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that is so much of the fear in it. So watching yourself, that's addressing the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that's actually really true because if you feel good when you have watched yourself do mm-hmm. it, you might not be as scared when you're knowing someone else is watching.
Then you're ready for the damn show. Yeah. You're like, I know what I'm bringing.
I know what I'm bringing to this rodeo.
This rodeo.
Rodeo. I don't know how I would look if I was like laying down and masturbating at people. Mm. So I think I'd have to be like in the riding. Like you have to watch me like this.
They're just sitting crisscross.
Oh,
great.
Great. I'm eye level.
Go, and Emma. Just
Go, Emma.
Go, Emma. I mean, if you love someone, if you're into someone, I feel like you could be into
Go
that.
Little rock star. Just play Old Town Road.
Yeah.
As like,
take my horse to the Old Town Road.
I'm on a stallion tonight, baby.
And it's me.
It's me. Jesus H. Christ. But yeah, I honestly, if you want to make like a very unique night for yourself and you have the time, also maybe a little wine would have helped, but it was great.
If you want to make sweet, sweet love to yourself.
And the orgasm was fantastic because really? I had taken so long
that's
to
good.
Like warm up. Mm-hmm. It was like the best orgasm I've had in like at least a month. Yeah.
Like I'm on a poetry slam.
Vagina monologues. Right
Vagina
here.
Monologues.
Yeah, it is. But that's my experience. And I'm so glad I got to share it with you personally.
I'm
and
honored.
Only you, because no one else is listening.
I know. It's just us. Just the three of us, babe.
The three? Who's the third?
No, they're not here.
Oh, okay.
Not for this one.
That's the only way it helps you
intimate.
Tell this story.
Yeah. Well, I have some intimacy to share.
Let's go into you. Yeah.
Yeah. Love when we repeat each other.
No, I said go into you. Like into your mush.
All right.
I don't want to. I take it back.
Okay. So like I said, I brought in a lot of fear to mutual masturbation. It was fucking scary. And I think, you know, my partner and I talked about it a couple of times before we actually did it. As in, we talked about it a lot, many times, and I said, I'm very scared. And he's like, why? It's just me. It's like, it's not like this man has not been face deep in my vulva already.
Yeah.
It's like, there's really nothing, no part of me he hasn't seen. He hasn't eaten my ass. So I feel like that's still intimate.
You still have that to do.
I know.
You need to check that off your list.
I did tell him if he got this recent job that I would let him eat my ass. He got the job.
He got the job. So we might have another eating ass episode real soon.
He has brought that up.
I'm jelly.
Working on it. Really?
It'd be nice.
He can eat your ass.
Damn.
$20 tops.
Oh,
no tip necessary.
Hurts. Just in a dark room. Yeah. We'll just switch out.
You won't even know it's him.
He would know it's me because my ass wouldn't be two boulders. He wouldn't be like cracking open coconuts to get it to open.
Tighten my ass during normal things. I clench when I need to.
So hard.
I know. It is so hard. And not bony, it's muscly.
I can't remember if we said that in this one yet.
I don't know. We had to redo this a couple of times. If you already know that my ass is of steel.
It's insane. No, I don't think it's in this one. She's a really strong ass. Yeah. And that's how he would know it's not.
It's but when it's loosey-goosey, it's softer. It's squish.
It's squish mush.
It's mush.
I can do a mush push with this.
Anyways, yeah, maybe ass-eating stories. TBD. Anyways, so when we would talk about that, he'd ask me, like, why? And I really didn't have an answer. I'm like, I'm just scared. Like, and I think I realized I still have a lot of shame around my body and masturbation. Uh-huh. Which is weird because if you would ask me if I have a lot of shame, I would say no. But then right. When you test that.
When you test her out.
It all creeps in. Yeah, the idea of someone seeing me really freaked me out.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the first time we did it, he really had to like coach me through it. And he really took the reins and I was so proud of him. He was really into it. So I think he really wanted to do it. And so he really
he's a
like
pervert. I love
it. I know. In the sweetest, kindest way.
Yeah.
So we started out by kissing. And then,
as you do.
Smooch.
Most kissing does lead to mutual masturbation. So just be careful.
I know. PSA. It's the gateway.
It's the gateway drug to yeah. Neutral mast.
He laid me back onto the couch. He laid on top of me. We were like kissing more. And then I'm like embarrassed to say this. He told me he wanted me to touch myself. That's why I'm not making eye contact with you.
You're not looking at me. You're looking far, far away.
I know. I can't look at any of you. Anyways, and then I proceeded to use my hand to do some clitoral stimulation.
I've heard so much worse.
I know. I don't know why this is so hard. While he started masturbating, like, on top of me. But, like, there was space. He was, like, kind of standing-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was holding his weight up.
Over the arm of the couch.
No, like, on – I have Chase is what it's called.
Oh, okay, got it.
Like a sectional couch, the long sectional part.
And so he was at the long end and you were laying down.
He was on top of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did he have room to like...
He was kind of like kneeling and like had his arm, like using his arm to prop himself up.
Okay.
So he didn't have to touch me because I was touching me.
Did you close your curtains? You have big windows.
I did.
Good.
Obviously.
Okay, where'd you put the dogs?
Away.
Okay.
In his office.
Logistics.
No, I appreciate the logistics. They're important.
You thought about them. So I did.
Yeah. There's a big, there's a big like couch bed in that room. So throw a few toys in there. They were whining, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Anyways, so he was like on top of me, kissing my neck, my boobs, all that kind of stuff while we were masturbating. And oh my God, I was actually so turned on and I didn't expect to be. And I was so scared, but not in that actual moment.
Right.
But yeah, it was really good? Fucking good. Like, I don't know how else to describe this besides, like, I could feel his hand against my hand at certain times. And I think that's what turned me on the most because they would, like, touch each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that was so hot, but it was. And I finished so fast.
Really?
And I was just using my hand.
Wow.
And that was it. And I finished so fast.
Oh my
like
God.
Old fashioned way, just like rocked that out.
Rub that out.
Rub out that little clit.
I'm not gonna say the other thing.
I know.
I hate it.
No, I don't want to be there. And then he hadn't finished, so he decided he wanted to go down on me because he does that for his pleasure as well.
Nice.
And he continued to masturbate. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Right. And then I was trying to be all cool and I was like prepping myself to say like, okay, I want you to finish in my mouth. And I was like prepping myself to say this.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I get really nervous to say things. So I have to say them a couple of times in my head. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to say it. So I said it and he's like, I didn't know that was an option. And I already did it on the floor.
Oh no. Also, you have carpet.
Just be careful of that spot. I cleaned it.
the It actually floor.
Wasn't that much. I was shocked and I was glad because we had had sex the day before, so it like wasn't a lot.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so yeah. funny.
Isn't that hilarious? And he's like, if I would have known, I would have waited. Like, well, okay. I guess I should have said it quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah. That's a great first position.
Yes. I think it was too, because not,
you know, staring straight into your genitalia.
No, we're both sitting like you're sitting, but instead of the mirror, it's him directly back at me. No, that would be terrifying, because this way I could like kind of, I closed my eyes at certain points. You know, I wasn't like looking down.
Yeah. And you're like kissing and, you know, exactly. you're engaging in other stuff. And I think that like whole hand thing that you're explaining mm-hmm. is really hot and sexy.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think a big issue for me in different sex positions is that I lose intimacy. So like doggy style is one that I have trouble with. But, you know, we've talked about different ways to bring intimacy into it. Right. But before we've talked about that, it's like space between our torsos. Really, I don't love that. Mm-hmm. So like with riding even, I'll usually like bring my chest down more. And so with mutual masturbation, I wanted to make sure that it was also very intimate and touchy yeah. and still had all of the things that I really like normally. Mm-hmm. So that made sense for us. I did want to try other positions. So the second time we tried more of like a spooning position because I was like, oh, that could be fun mm-hmm. in bed. It honestly sucked.
Really?
It wasn't good. Not like it wasn't awkward, like emotionally, just physically. Like he didn't really like in order to have room to like wank yeah. himself.
The only term I can think is to say to wank himself.
To wank his ween?
I don't know if that's the proper term, but it is the proper.
It is the one coming
immediately
to the forefront.
The noodle.
So in order to wank, he had to like scoot down a little bit. And so
then he was like underneath your butt.
Exactly. And it just like we weren't getting like the hand touching. And I feel like that was such a big part of it for me that it just like,
yeah,
I wasn't very turned on.
At least for me. It would be also about the kissing and
exactly.
like,
and like he was kissing my neck, but it just wasn't the same. Again, the same. Like my front torso was exposed. And again, with the sensory stuff, I really like pressure.
Yeah.
And so that's also important to me. Yeah. Like coverage and pressure. Like I love my weighted blanket and I love mm-hmm. I love a body on top of me.
And you know, I love a body on top, a warm bod.
Thick bod.
Thick bod.
Yeah. So.
This Coke can. Remember when you said that earlier?
Yeah. I don't know if any of you have seen that TikTok trend where it's like a light punch and then it's like a heavy punch. But we were talking about ways we could do that. And one of them was like things that attracted me to my fiance. The first one was like his kindness. And then the other one was his Coke can dick.
That was a coined term, I yeah. guess.
TM.
TM.
Okay, so that was kind of meh, so I'm considering this the third time because I consider that a full time.
Okay.
But in that same like scenario, we ended up using my satisfier. Like I used my satisfier on me while he masturbated.
Okay.
And that was, I was also very nervous for that because I've never had somebody watch me use my satisfier. And the toys that I've brought into the bedroom have always been couples toys.
Uh-huh.
Like they've never been solo toys that then we right. incorporate. Mm-hmm. And so it was really scary.
And what position were you in for that?
Same position that we were in the first time. So kind okay. of like a missionary type position because that's yeah. what I really liked. So I wanted to go back to that. Yeah. Also took some coaching. Like I was very scared to like put it down. He's like, just do it.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah. But I did it and it was a really good orgasm and it was really
good.
Fun.
Good.
Yeah. So those were all the times that we did it. We'll definitely do it again.
Were you able to ever see him finish? Because he could obviously see you finishing. I have to disassociate so much when I ask,
to ask
these
that question.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever really did like his face or like,
yeah, because he came on the floor the first ween. Time and like, because yeah, he's your face to face and you mm-hmm. have finished quickly, gotten an orgasm both
I
times.
Close my eyes when I orgasm.
You
so
stare straight in the dragon. I'll,
next time.
That's his
I don't know where I'm staring at that point.
His butthole.
Okay. Yeah. Then yes.
He actually just turns around, opens his butt.
Then I have seen him finish. Yes. if you mean directly up the anus, I yeah. have. A number of times.
Great.
Yeah.
And then you're
every
yanking,
spring break,
yanking
that's what
his
we
elephant trunk uh-huh. from the other side.
His Ellie trunk.
Ellie trunks. God, I hope we still have people that like to listen to
us. I think that makes me think of Elefunk, the like Black Eyed Peas album.
I think that's the same thing. To be
I
honest.
Feel like that should be that sex position is yanking a ween from the back. Exactly. Because it might not feel too good.
But it's funny.
That was such a good sound effect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like how it'd be if you pulled an elephant trunk.
Yeah. I can't do it. It's very good. Thanks. So my biggest takeaways, it's very scary, but it ended up being really great. We will do it again. It felt like a really big step in my relationship in terms of vulnerability. And I do feel closer to him. So like overall, it was great.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm very happy with it.
And this might be a really dumb question, but were you guys completely naked the whole, both time, all three times?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. Just curious. I feel like I would like need to start with some sort of coverage. Like I even wanted coverage for myself, but like that makes sense.
I think I started with a shirt on the first time, like a bigger like band t-shirt, but I took it off because like I wanted more attention to my full body. So
give me attention right here, please.
On my breasticles.
On my breasticles, my breasticle chesticles.
If I'm gonna touch your testicles, you need to touch my breasticles.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. And I honestly feel like the way you're describing it does sound a lot less scary.
Right. It's not as scary as you think it's going to be because, you know, at first when I was picturing it, I'm like, are we standing across the room just rubbing one out at each other?
Why do we always, because that's what I think too. Yeah. I think huddled in a corner like I'm a hostage. I know. And,
or a goblin. Or a goblin hostage.
And making like some terrible face at each other as we're trying to finish. And I just don't know why that's how I envision mutual masturbation.
It can be so much more intimate.
Yeah.
And I think because I was reading up on it a little bit because I'm like, why do people do this? I don't, because I really didn't understand the allure because I wasn't like, you know what I'm really attracted to? Watching somebody masturbate a penis. Mm. Like that wasn't me going into it.
Right.
I love my partner. I love his penis. But that's not like... It's my not, number one turn on is not what I
think
penises.
Of when I think of sex.
Exactly. I'm not like penis. I guess partially. I don't know.
I guess most of the time, but not in that way.
But not, you get what I'm saying. Everybody gets what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what I did do is lose my train of thought.
I did too, actually. But because we didn't necessarily think that it would be like attractive.
Oh, yeah. To like watch a somebody masturbate. Like I did not think that that was super attractive.
Right.
But there are ways to make it a lot more intimate. And it was actually a lot more attractive than I thought it was going to be. Right. Again, probably not if he was just standing on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Masturbating at me. But then he also did masturbate at me for our cum shots episode.
Uh-huh. That's
and
true.
And came on me. Was I like so turned on in that moment? Not
hard
particularly.
To say.
Somebody was hard. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think I explained it one time too, where I was with someone who needed a little help finishing. So he like masturbated to finish on my stomach. And I was weirdly turned on by that. And I was like, again, I don't watch porn to watch a man yank his ween, wank his ween. But
really?
I actually only look up the beginning parts when they're just like fondling.
Yeah.
And touching. So, funny story. I worked at a studio once, all glass windows, and there was this man of the streets, and he would stop by the windows and just take out his pee-pee, a soft one, and just rub his first finger and thumb together on it at me.
So much.
And he would just masturbate at me. So
that is not masturbation.
That, I don't know if that's masturbating, but it is offensive and hurtful.
That's like gum.
It's like a taffy
pull. I'm
trying
to get gum off of my fingers.
That's rubbing sticky gum.
That's like, ugh, I need some goo gone.
Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions.
Maybe you're the cunt.
Because I saw his dick, but I don't know.
Ugh, that's so offensive. I hate that story, but it is funny at the same time.
But it's
because
relevant.
You're okay.
Because you're okay.
Because you're safe now.
Yeah.
Away from that man.
But it is sometimes not in that situation, but it can be surprisingly erotic.
Actually, particularly in that situation, you weren't ready, but you dropped trow and started rubbing one out as well. Just through the glass window. You're ready to go. A class was going on, but they're not there. It's just you and him at this point.
At this point, I'm locked in.
Your leggings around your calves because you can't get them down fast enough. They're tight, but so are you, and you're just ready to go. Yeah. Yeah, I do write stories. You can visit my blog. It's fan fiction of Emma's life.
Ow. Oh my God. It's tight. I'm sorry. All I want is for you to write more fan fiction of my life.
I'm going to start working on that, and it's going to be ready for your birthday.
I'm going to, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to start dropping in scenarios of things that have happened, and you're going to tell me how it could have gone.
I'm so in.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Another reason that I found that mutual masturbation can be good is if you're like really tired, like that man was, and you're like, I don't want to fully enter you. Like you said, he was not living in a home.
I don't know for sure. I saw him on the street a lot is what I'm saying.
Well, that's why you said of the streets. I mean, he was, did he look tired?
He was a slut in the streets and a gentleman in the sheets.
So he was just telling you, he's like, I'm tired. He's like, I'm too tired to put it in you. But I will give you this little gift.
This little gifty nifty.
And he did. And I will just say
that he was
like,
just waiting for it to be mutual at that point.
He's like, I'm waiting for you, Em. He's like,
what's the second one? I'm just waiting for you to like,
yeah, toss it back to me. Yeah. Balls in your court. My balls are here.
Balls are here, but they could be in your court. Or not.
Yeah. I might be less tired tomorrow. I'll check back in. Check.
But here's a little taste. Here's a little rubby taste. A
little taste of my gummy yummy.
Like, I need some goopy gone. I can't
a booger. I'm a booger. He stored it there for later, and now he's just trying to get it off.
I'm flattering myself at this point. I should have assumed he was getting some goo off his ween and not assumed he was masturbating at me.
I know.
I jumped to conclusions. Who are you? I think Queen too of highly. Oh God. God Christ Jesus. This went well.
This went well.
This went swimmingly.
So you have mutually masturbated.
You're a goddamn dirty little liar.
Oh, goddamn it. I can't trust you.
I'm quitting.
Oh, my God.
I'm walking away. Oh, my God. That was so funny. And a lot of it had nothing to do with mutually masturbating. Well, I guess everything kind
of
did.
All of it did. Is the lesson we've learned.
My mouth is really slimy.
We'll work
right
on
now.
Your truth telling and
we'll work on your truth telling. I'm gonna work on bringing a scenario to you every day.
Okay.
Every Wednesday. Okay. You're gonna get a scenario and I'm gonna wait
for the right back to you.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait for your fanfic.
Okay.
So I hope we've convinced you to either masturbate in front of a mirror or have your partner whip out their junk and do it with
you. Stand across the room. Just rub some gum.
Just rub some gum. In your direction.
Yeah. Wow. Consensually.
Yeah. I mean, make sure it's all well and good. Oh, another thing I was going to say is it didn't really trigger my voyeur kink at all. Oh. And a lot of the articles I read said that it's good for people who enjoy like the voyeurism. Mm-hmm. It didn't.
It's not. It's newsflash.
Maybe I have too many body issues to be thinking about it. And I was too worried about how hot I looked or not.
Maybe next time, though, because you're like, I'm so hot, and you're bringing that into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed.
I'm sure you
did. Mutually. Go push a mush.
Mush some puss, whatever is going to get you through this week.
If you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts,
don't.
You can fuck right off.
Yeah.
And don't.
We'll see
you
next
week. So that's
all
I got to say. Goodbye. Yeah.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.